This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
The caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned. A little dog's barking in the background.
I think it's a big dog.
I don't know. On the show where you can find help and hope. And with me, as always, or almost as always, is my best friend and co-host and sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Good afternoon.
How are you today?
I'm doing well.
I'm glad you're here.
It's sweater day.
I didn't even know it, and we wore these sweaters.
Because it's darn cold outside. Don't tell the people up north, but we were in the upper 60s.
Oh, wait a second. So I go in the car to pick her up coming here, and she's like, where did you get that? Well, something about the sweater. And I go, you gave it to me. She goes, no, I would never give you a sweater.
No, I didn't say that. I said, well, what was I thinking? But then you told me the pants I have on you threw out, so.
Yes, I did. So
who's getting even? That's all right. We both look very festive.
Yes, you're very festive. So it's been a fabulous week this week. I did a lot of volunteer work with Silver Santas. And yeah, that's just a fabulous thing. For the people that don't know, Silver Santas gives gift bags to seniors who are in nursing homes and communities or at home that are all by themselves. And because, you know, many people don't realize when you could go into a community and they take all of your money and you get like maybe $50 a month for everything. So you look on these lists of what they are requesting, a bathrobe, a lap blanket, hand lotion, you know, deodorant. I was like, yeah. Oh my goodness. But if they put on the list that they want a Tom Brady t-shirt, we get them a Tom Brady t-shirt. And it turns out, unfortunately, like 10 to 20% of the tags never come back. So we have to fill those bags. So there's a warehouse in Clearwater. It's unbelievable,
it's
isn't
up
it?
To the brim, isn't it?
That voice you hear is our friend, Officer Joel Quattlebaum. Yeah, I think about when Silver Santas first started. It was maybe like, I don't know, 9, 10 years ago. And Sherry McKee was in charge of it at the time. And like all this stuff was like in people's garages and stuff. And we went to Walmart with, I don't know, a whole bunch of money that people had donated. And we bought like, you know, 50 pairs of jogging pants and socks. But it's a really good thing. And it really means a lot to someone. But there's a lot of work to it too, because the bags that come in have to be checked that the right stuff's in the bag. You don't know how many times it's like they need a pair of large pants and the ones in the bag are medium pants. So we have to go out and switch everything. So thank God to the whole committee and to Better Living for Seniors, because this is an adjunct to them. I think this year we're like 1,200 bags. So it's a
incredible.
Good thing.
Wow.
It's a really good thing. So yes, we have Officer Qualcomm here. We're going to talk to him in a couple of minutes. And we also have Cheryl Yoda with us.
Hello.
Welcome, Cheryl. Cheryl is the president of the American Legion, post 273. So we're glad. We're going to talk to you in a little bit.
Thank you.
First thing I want to do is I want to give a shout-out to our newest listeners. We have Sabrina in Pensacola. We have Michaela in St. Pete. And we have Mike in Largo.
Welcome. A man.
Yeah, men listen to our show, too. They usually don't admit it, though.
Or follow our rules.
But like I say, there's always plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for new listeners. Whether you listen on the radio show when we're live, or you listen on YouTube or Facebook or my website or wherever, we just want to let you know that we're here for you. And especially when we come to this time of year, it's tough for everyone, never mind caregivers. It's even tougher for caregivers. And we just spoke about this in my support group the other day. You know, you talk about the gifts people want to give seniors. Don't be giving them any snazzy phones. It's too much for them. Just give them the jitter.
Don't give me any snazzy phones either.
You just graduated from a flip phone.
I know.
And another thing, which I never thought of before, you know those robotic vacuums that go along the floor? Mm-hmm. Well, they still have to be emptied out. And a senior has to bend over to almost get down on the floor to empty that out. And one of my caregivers, her aunt fell on her head and had to get 6 stitches. So we don't think about that. We think, oh, it's really cool for them. They don't have to vacuum, but they have to empty the vacuum.
Send them a maid.
Yes. You go over and vacuum.
I could do
that. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal.
But it is a big deal if you're there alone, and yeah. It would drive me crazy if I couldn't vacuum.
Well, you know what it is, too? Another thing with those robotic vacuums, it's a fall hazard.
I imagine it is, eh?
You know, there's enough things for a senior to trip over to begin with. We don't need a little thing going, and then like the vacuum goes by, and the little dog runs away, and they're on your mom's foot, and you know how that goes.
It's a comedy waiting to happen.
Yeah, a frightful comedy, though, yeah. Because, once again, I talk about fall prevention all the time. The fall can be the end. The broken hip, the whatever, it can be the end. Your person will never be the same as they were before.
Don't tell me that. I just fell.
No, she's just recovering from her broken collarbone. So, but you're looking pretty good, sister. That's a good thing.
I don't know why.
You have that fancy hat on today.
Just say, look, it's either the hat or the headphones.
No, I want to wear both.
And you know, she always gives you a laugh, Ed, doesn't she? So anyway, so Joel, I'm so glad you're here today. And I want to talk about this great conference that's coming up. But before we talk about the conference, you're a business. You see seniors every day.
It is. It's that time of year where we definitely have to get more and more involved as far as families. They reach out to their loved ones. A lot of times they are up north and their family's down here, mom or dad, and they're trying to check on them. It's that time of year, like, hey, how are you doing? And they realize their situation's not all that great.
Right.
And then, you know, they'll call local law enforcement, EMS, fire rescue, and because of that, we get involved. I work as the senior services officer for Largo. So it's one of those things where a lot of times I'll get a referral saying, hey, you know, we got this family caregiver who's concerned about their loved one, and they can't come down, but they need to try and get resources in place. What can we do to help them? And so, that's where we get that firsthand interaction with seniors that are in need and how best we can serve them. We've just seen this over the years. It's been such a huge paradigm shift within law enforcement.
Yeah.
It's not just the cops and robbers anymore. This is something where people need help. And instead of 2-1-1, a lot of times they're calling 911.
Yeah.
They're trying to get assistance because they don't know where else to turn.
Right.
And
it's hard for them to ask for help, too.
It is.
What's 2-1-1?
Well, for information and resources, the Tampa Bay Cares program, 2-1-1.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times people, they haven't heard of 2-1-1, and they don't know about some of the local resources like Area Agency on Aging, which, by the way, funny fact for you, Better Living for Seniors, years ago when it was Elves for Elders, they were looking to change the names, and it was yours truly who suggested Silver Santa.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
We have a celeb with us.
That's when the program changed titles.
Yeah.
But it has really taken off, and it's fantastic what Better Living for Seniors does. And very proud to say that they're partnering with us for the event here in January, helping provide this program to our local caregivers and provide resources right there to them.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to talk about, this event in January, because, first of all, we're live again. Yes.
Yes.
People need to be live.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not complaining anything about Zoom, because, to me, Zoom was a gift of COVID. When I, with my support groups, I'm like, oh, I need to be there with the people. I need to touch them. I need to see them. Mm-hmm. But we didn't have any choice. And now I have caregivers in my support groups from all over the world, from the United States, Canada, England, mm-hmm. that didn't have a support group near them or didn't have someone to care for their loved one over there. Or they could come on, like, anonymously and see if they wanted to be part of it or not.
Yeah.
And the conferences I do every year, but we need live stuff. And this conference is centered around resources that are right here in the community that people probably don't know about.
And that's the big goal, is to get people that direct contact with the resources they don't know about. And, of course, to have them be able to get empowered and motivated. And so part of this is we actually recruited Dr. Schlossberg. She was the keynote speaker
for the
Florida Conference on Aging, motivational speaker. She's written 10 books in her own right. She's 93 years young.
Yeah.
And she's just one of the most motivational speakers you could have. And talking about the challenges of aging and how to be successful.
And what better than a person from 93 years old to be saying this?
She is living it every day. And very happy to have not only her, but also the lovely connecting caregivers here.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm. Linda's going to be there. And so
she's 92.
So it's going to be a great array of different speakers there, anything from Area Agency on Aging, having resources there. The amazing part is Neighbourly's jumped on as a partner, too. They are providing...
Yeah, explain this to our listeners, how important this is.
They are doing something totally incredible for caregivers, because caregivers need these resources. They need the contacts. They need the information. But... They have to take care of somebody.
My loved one. Right?
Yeah. How do I go to something for me when I have a loved one at home? And so what Neighbourly has done is they're providing door-to-door transportation for their loved one to go to their adult day program in Largo, so that way the caregiver can attend the training, wow. And then they'll return them safely back home at the end of the seminar.
And what a good exposure for someone that's never been exposed to adult daycare to just see what it's like.
Yeah, it's incredible how many seniors, and we get this as a call for service, a welfare check or a citizen needing assistance, and they don't know where to go or what's available, and they're like, I can't do this anymore. And well, there's resources there.
Yeah, locally, I mean, you Google, it's like too much to look at.
It's overwhelming sometimes. Yeah. It's overwhelming sometimes.
And then we're going to have Arden Courts there.
Yeah, Arden Courts is doing memory tours. They're doing the virtual dementia tours where you get a chance to actually put on the gloves, the goggles, and you get a chance to experience what it's like to live with dementia.
Yeah.
Which it's hard to fathom sometimes when you go about your daily life and you're just, you think, okay, this is normal. I open the bottle of water here, or I write a letter. But those things are very challenging when you live with dementia.
When I did the virtual dementia tour, one of the things you had to go, and I did it once, and the second time I thought, I can beat this. And the second time I had to write on a piece of paper, I think I had like gloves on, two of my fingers were taped together or whatever, and I had to write on a piece of paper and fold it and put it in the envelope, and I couldn't do it.
Yeah, you realize how challenging these simple everyday tasks become when you kind of put that into perspective like that.
So anytime any of my caregivers have experienced that, when they come out, they're like, thank you, Linda. Mm-hmm. It gives them more compassion. Mm-hmm. It gives them more empathy to really understand, because caregiving can be very frustrating.
It's a tough
job.
Especially
with someone with dementia.
It is a very challenging job. And, you know, whenever I do a training or I go out in the community and talk to folks, they don't realize they're caregivers half the time.
Oh, no.
You know,
it took me years to let them know they were caregivers before I could help them.
Are you married? Do you have kids? Because guess what? When kids, they're cute when they're young, but they grow up, but they're still your kids. You're still taking care of them, you know?
And yeah.
So people find themselves in caregiving roles so many times. We had a missing person call, actually, about 3 weeks ago. Mom had moved down from up north to live with the daughter, and she went for a walk. And the daughter wasn't expecting to be a caregiver, but she just all of a sudden, it was kind of thrust upon her, that responsibility.
Yeah.
And so now she's floundering, struggling for resources. And so I was very happy to be able to connect her with our safety net program to safely, if her mom wanders again, we can return her with the tracking program. But then I said, join us January 5th.
Yeah.
You know, this is going to be a huge opportunity for you to learn what's here local. Is so many times they just don't know what's
available.
And I just
love our community. I love this Tampa Bay community where we have tons of professionals that want to make a difference. Mm-hmm. And if you refer somebody to me and I don't have the answer, I'm not going to let them go. I'm going to find an answer for them.
And that's just it. Is we have a bunch of dedicated professionals in this community that come together and they help each other. Like in this case here, the whole goal of this seminar is to empower people and give them education resources, but also to have them have that caregiver resiliency. HCA West Florida is coming on. They're going to provide the lunch for everybody and breakfast, which is incredible. So this is going to be a chance for kind of rejuvenation and education for the caregivers that, you know, just you get that caregiver burnout. You hear about that. People just, they're trying, they're pushing through, they're doing their best they can. They got the stress of the holidays.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they just don't know how to ask for help for sometimes or what's available to them to help them.
So. Yeah. So if you're listening to this, you can RSVP for the seminar at 727-518-3131. All the information will be on my website. If you can't write it down fast enough, you can just email. I'll give it to you. Please come out and see. And know, caregivers, that you're not alone. Mm-hmm. You know, when you go there and you meet somebody else that's in the same boat as you. Mm-hmm. A few months ago, I was in my mail room where I live. And this woman opened her mailbox. It was so full, the mail fell out on the floor. And she started crying. And I'm thinking, the mail just fell on the floor. It's not that bad. You know? I'm helping her with the mail. And all of a sudden, she goes, I'm really sorry. She said, I'm taking care of my husband with dementia. And it's so overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And there was another lady in the room. And she said, me too. Mm-hmm. And I said, you girls need to be friends. And you need to meet me.
Uh-huh. And it's those connections that build that thriving community. You know, whenever I do a training, I always started with the concept of everybody in the room is a candle. Today we are going to light that candle, and I want you to take that light back out into your communities, wherever it comes from, because it is a gift that costs you nothing, but it brings a dark room and brings light to it.
It's
and so
true.
We can light our community and really share the knowledge and the strategies that we learn and get that out there to help others.
After about a week with those ladies, I saw them walking around the complex with their husbands.
Mm-hmm. Simple things. It's okay. simple things.
Sometimes just getting out there and just knowing that you're not alone. And we have to remember, we're living a whole lot longer than we ever did
before. I hope so.
Yeah. I hope so. Really. But really, we're living a whole lot longer than, so, people weren't prepared for this. It's like when we talk about, like, taking the keys away from mom and dad these days.
Yeah.
My parents never had to do that with their parents because the mothers didn't drive and the dads didn't drive that much and they didn't live as long as we're living. They lived to, you know the story was then I retired and I died a year later. We're the first generation that really has to say, you can't drive
it's not
anymore.
Safe anymore.
It's not safe anymore.
And, you know, it's you wouldn't think about it, but we get people that call the police department saying, my dad's not a safe driver, my mom's not a safe driver, I don't know what to do. So they will call us just for coaching advice on how do we have this conversation.
How do you broach it?
How do you have
and
that conversation?
And everybody's different. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes there's been people who have ground on the key so it doesn't work or to disconnected something or whatever. But one of my caregivers, her dad lived at a community. So there was some transportation there, but he wanted his own car, whatever. When she explained to him how much money he was really paying in insurance and gasoline and everything, he was like, done.
Yep. Done. Decision made itself, right?
So, you know, you have to approach everybody differently, but try to have this conversation too while your person is still okay. I mean, I'm hoping that when the day comes, I'll be like, okay, I'm done.
Oh, I'll have no problem. I hate driving.
Yeah, no, when I'm done, you'll be in trouble.
Exactly.
Well, it's funny. For many years, I had custody of my two grandchildren, so I told the two of them now. I said, when it comes to the point that grandma can't drive anymore, you owe me 50,000 miles each.
That's a perfect one.
Oh, my God. It was like school and friends and soccer and this and that. So every time my grandson takes me to the airport, I go minus 25. Like, I have a little book.
It's coming off the record counter.
Yes, but it's true. And that, you know, we have to talk about this stuff. We have to talk about this stuff with our family. We have to talk about being prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Being prepared. Because the hardest thing for a caregiver is I have no idea what's supposed to be going on. I just heard from a caregiver recently, and she said, my dad was failing, and my mom was taking care of him, and everything was fabulous, and we got a lot of stuff in order and everything. And then my mom died.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She goes, I didn't know where nothing was.
Yeah.
Because mom was there, and mom wasn't supposed to die. Dad was the one that was ill.
Yeah.
So we need to have these conversations, because you know what? A lot of you are going to go home during the holidays, and maybe a lot of people are going to be the first time together since COVID. And you may see that your loved one is failing. Pay attention to that and do something about that. Reach out to us. Reach out to the resources in the community. Because nobody, because you know what's going to happen. It's like you call up mom, we're good, me and dad are great. She didn't tell you that dad didn't poo in 3 days and that she fell down and her whole leg is black and blue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you need to go there and you need to do that hands-on. And I'm telling you, too, they can fake it really good, especially for the holidays. So, you want to stay a little longer. Don't make the visit so short, because that's when you're really going to see what's going on. Or you might want to make an unexpected visit. And the other thing you want to do is talk to their neighbors. Because
mm-hmm.
their neighbors are going to tell you
knowledge.
What's going on. Mm-hmm. Your mom doesn't come out of the house mm-hmm. anymore. Her driving is a little erratic.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one of my caregivers went to visit her mom, and she took my advice, and she went over, and she talked to the neighbor, and the neighbor said, we were so upset when the ambulance came and took her away 2 weeks ago. Well, she never told her daughter that.
No. And even for us, when we get a welfare check, a lot of times the neighbors are so happy to see law enforcement come out because they've observed so many things, and they're just concerned.
And they don't know what to do.
They didn't know what to do,
Right.
And so they'll come out and drove saying, hey, this is what we've seen, this is what we've seen. And so it kind of gives us that firsthand knowledge as well. It's just, this is what this person's experiencing, and how can we fill in those pieces, those gaps, to get them the help and supports that they need to be successful and safe in the home.
Because I know many times you go out to see somebody, they don't even let you in.
They
you're like a bulldog.
He goes back and then they finally let him in.
The benefit about being community services is that you get a chance to help people every day, and that's the most beautiful part about this, is that people, you know, they make it by, and they struggle sometimes, but sometimes that tilts down to 49%. They get past that 50% and they don't know how to ask for help or don't want help. But when we go out there, a lot of times, and I have to explain this to our patrol officers too, a lot of times is me going out there the first time, it's just a, hey, how are you doing? My name's Officer Quattlebaum.
Yeah.
I'd like to help you out. I'll come back and check on you. Because they don't have anybody who's checking on them. They don't have anybody who's looking out for them. And so building that connection helps them want to accept the help. Because there's so many chore services, there's so many different community programs that can help with cleaning and activities of daily living, like Area Agency on Aging. And they don't know about them. Diapers for Dignity is huge. Yep.
Right.
Saving our seniors for durable
Meals on Wheels.
There's so many things out there that they don't know about, but they're struggling and they need the help. They don't know how to ask or necessarily want to ask. So.
And there are even things like mobile dentists that will come into your home and not just take care of your loved one, take care of the caregiver too.
Mm-hmm.
And mobile x-ray machines. So if you think something, you're afraid to leave the house or you think your loved one can't leave the house, please contact us. We'll find resources for you because they're there. So, Joel, what's the last thing you want our caregivers to hear from you today?
I think the biggest takeaway this time of year is take this opportunity to have this annual kind of checkup and think about what do we need to do looking into 2023, going into this next year. Do we have all of our documents in place? Do we have power of attorney? Do we have healthcare surrogate?
Right.
Do we have what we need to be successful into this next year? If you're a caregiver for somebody, make sure you have the documents you need, but then also make sure you have the supports in place. And if you don't have the supports in place, ask. Myself, and there's so many different community providers out there. I know Linda's always there. We're here to help
prepared.
And connect you.
You can call a home health care company, for instance, and your loved one does not need those services yet. But you're thinking maybe you can get everything straightened out while things are cool, while everybody's really calm.
Mm-hmm.
And then the day comes, you just make that phone call.
The time to have the conversation is now before a crisis happens. And that's what all this is about, is pre-crisis intervention. And that's why I'm so happy to have this event in January and partner, because this is going to put these strategies and resources in place now, so that way if a crisis does happen, we're already having the conversation. We're not starting, how are you, what's your name? It's what do we need to do next?
Yeah.
It's good to see you again type of thing. So.
Well, right now it's time to hear from our wonderful sponsors, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help, because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Sean W. Scott has been practicing elder law and qualifying clients for Medicaid for over 30 years. While his practice is in all areas of estate planning, such as durable power of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and wills, he also prides himself on having a 100% accuracy rate on getting clients approved for Medicaid. Why Medicaid, you may ask? Do you want to pay up to $16,000 a month for a nursing home should the time come? Obviously, no one wants to have to endure this cost. So, even though you may have planned well for retirement, the reality is, things happen. Planning ahead is never too soon. You need to make sure your income and assets are protected so that you can take care of you and your loved ones. Florida law is very specific on how and what is protected and how to protect it. Give Sean a call. He can help. 727-539-0181. That's 727-539-0181.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
And we're back. So I want to mention the conference again, and I'll mention it again later. If you want an RSVP, you can call 718-3131. 727-518-3131. The Largo Community Center holds a lot of people, but we are expecting a lot of people, so it's best if you call in advance. So Cheryl.
Hi, how are
Welcome
you?
To the show.
Thank you very much.
So,
thank you for having me.
Cheryl is the president of American Legion Post 273 in Madeira Beach since 2019.
Yes, correct.
And we met recently at my Kiwanis Field of Honor. So you know I'm always talking about the Field of Honor, you guys. So we had the Field of Honor with our 500 flags this year, which is just amazing. Especially since, like, I'm the youngest one in my Kiwanis group. So we are small but mighty. And then a couple of days after, they go up on November 1st, we had a little ceremony at City Hall, and all the different armed forces were there, and Cheryl had a table there, and we started chatting, and I didn't realize some of the resources that are even available. And I don't really even understand about the American Legion, how you join the American Legion, who can join the American Legion, what it is. So let's start with that.
Okay. Well, the American Legion is made up of several components. There are the veterans, then there's the auxiliary, and then there's the sons. It's a post family. It's a American Legion family of many. To join as a veteran, you are actually a member of the post, and that would require service in any of the branches of the armed forces.
Okay.
Any veteran is eligible that served after December 7th, 1941. So no matter where you served or how you served, you can be a member of the American Legion.
What about your spouse?
That's where your auxiliary comes in. The auxiliary is made up of the female and male spouses of veterans. We're also the grandmothers, the mothers, the sisters, and direct and adopted descendants of a veteran. And some of the women in auxiliary are veterans themselves.
Mm-hmm.
If you are male and your father served or your grandfather served, you would join the sons of the American Legion.
Okay.
Which is why we call it the American Legion family, so that we can encompass all the descendants, all the members of the armed forces. So it's a...
I never realized that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's how it's done. We require some documentation.
A DD-214?
DD-214, when you're coming in as the spouse or relative of a veteran. For the veteran themselves, they simply show their DD-214. We have to have proof. We have to have the DD-214 with a birth certificate to show your line to that veteran, or your marriage license to show your line to the husband that's a veteran. And that can be a living or a deceased veteran. We could do it a little differently for a deceased veteran, but it's still, that's possible.
Okay.
So it's a huge family. Our particular post.
What does it cost to join?
The veterans are $45 a year.
Oh.
That's for the year. Currently, the auxiliary and the sons are at $40 a year, which gives you access to any American Legion post in the nation.
In the nation.
So it's not just your card to that post. When you join the American
Legion,
you join the American Legion everywhere. So the the thing to have for your post is sometimes the events are for post members only, mm-hmm. that particular post. But most of the time, your card is accepted in any American Legion post. That goes for the Auxiliary and for the Sons. We also have a group called the Riders, which, of course, are motorcycles. And they are the fourth part of the American Legion family. So we're really broad-based.
Yeah.
And it's not all retired. Some of them are still working. We've encompassed the younger veterans are coming in more and more. We're fortunate where our particular post sits on the Intercoastal
yeah,
Waterway.
Helps a bit.
Yes. We have a great outside patio. We have entertainment in the afternoons on Sunday and during the week, especially during season. And then Friday and Saturday night, live bands. So
nice.
We do provide a nice venue, a restaurant, and a lounge. So we can provide more benefits as a social activity, as well as our pillars that we work on as far as our veterans, our children, our families, etc.
So let's talk a little bit about the caregivers, because you know that's my bag.
That's near and dear to you.
Yes.
Okay.
So what do you do with caregivers?
I'm sure
you got a ton of them.
We do, and a lot of them are taking care of their own veteran. Some take care of friends. Some take care of relatives outside of their home.
Yeah.
What we do is we have a caregiver recognition program. People nominate them, or we know of them because they're our members. So we recognize them at meetings. We have a special pin for them that they're presented
with.
Very
nice.
So we try to let them know that they're appreciated and recognized for their not only their devotion to that particular person, but their dedication and the sacrifices that they have to make caring for someone, especially a long-term care. So we do recognize that, and we try to promote it within our meetings and things to let them know how much they're appreciated.
Well, you know, years ago, Rosalind Carter said, you either are a caregiver, you have been a caregiver, you will be a caregiver, or somebody will be taking care of you. So I tell everybody it's an equal opportunity employer.
Well, you're
everybody's going to get a chance.
You are absolutely
because
correct.
I'll tell you, I go to speak live, and I'll have an audience. I go, are there any caregivers there? And like two people raise their hand. And then like 15 minutes later, I start talking about stuff. I go, are there any caregivers here? Then, you know, a few more raise their hand. Because the thing is, too, I'm not a caregiver. I'm the faithful spouse. I'm the good daughter. I'm the friend. I'm the, you know, and I say, well, if you're doing this, 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 mm-hmm. this, and this, you're a caregiver. If that person needs you.
Well, when we initiated this program, we found that a lot of those spouses would not think of themselves as a caregiver.
Yeah.
This program brought that to the forefront. So they were recognized then not only for being the spouse, but for being the caregiver.
Yeah.
But the program helped do that, because you're exactly right. They just considered themselves the spouse or close relative.
And I think once you spit it out and you admit it, mm-hmm. things get a little better.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know you're not alone. Because
correct.
I have to, I'm sorry to say, and this is something else we're going to lead into, but about a month ago, one of my caregivers took their life by suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And she was taking care of her mom and her husband. And it just got to be too overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. After she passed away, we found out her neighbors didn't know anything. They wanted to help. People in her family didn't know. People in her church. Nobody knew. They could have come and helped her.
I think sometimes caregivers think that the burden falls just to them.
It's my responsibility.
It's my responsibility. It's something that they don't share.
And nobody could do it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that could be true. But I think the more that we recognize them in our clubs, our communities, on your show especially, the more they realize they're not alone, and it's not their entire burden to bear.
Right.
So I think that helps with any program that recognizes them.
Because I say to my caregivers, and this might sound a little harsh, but you're doing your loved one a disservice if you don't take care of yourself. Because you can't do it all by yourself, especially if it's a 24/7 deal. And believe me, you may think I'm the bomb caregiver. Nobody can do it like me. Like, I know everything. Well, first of all, you're not the only one that can do laundry, believe me, or take out the garbage or mow the lawn. But many times, your loved one is sitting there in the chair, and really under their voice, they're saying, why don't you go away for a couple hours? But it makes a big difference. You know, caregivers, they'll say, I didn't realize I was gritting my teeth.
Well, I think too, when you do a program that recognizes them, I notice within our auxiliary, once other wives knew, just like you're saying, they started talking to each other. Some of them go and sit so that mm-hmm. they can leave for an hour or two or whatever.
And then you can just say, too, do you have a doctor that I need? You know, like, mm-hmm. share those resources. Mm-hmm. It's easier to ask somebody that's already going through it than someone
Correct.
Else.
Correct.
You know, in my support groups, I'm finding in one of my support groups, individually one, 50% of the people in the support group, their loved one has passed. But they still come back because they want to help mm-hmm. the other people. So we've just started, and it's going to really go into full force in January, a mentor program.
Oh, wonderful.
So if your loved one died of Parkinson's, and a new person comes in the group, their loved one has Parkinson's, you can talk during the week, you can talk outside of the support group, because who's better to tell you?
Then someone has already gone through it.
And mm-hmm. it gives that caregiver a new purpose.
Correct.
Because my loved one's gone now, what the heck am I supposed to do?
But isn't there a terrible Absolutely statistic true. About caregivers dying before?
Yeah, it's like that. This was a few years back. The University of Pittsburgh did a study, and they said that 65% of the caregivers over the age of 68 was dying before the person they'd taken care of.
And then what happens to your loved one?
Right, the worst scenario. Because the caregiver doesn't eat properly, I make sure mom eats properly. The caregiver doesn't go to the doctor if they have an ache or pain because they're too busy taking mom to the doctor or whatever it is. But you need to take care of yourselves because you know what? I always say your caregiving experience can be the most horrific experience of your life or close to beautiful depending on how you handle it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you make a good point. You can't take care for someone else if you don't take care of yourself.
No, right.
You know, we had a speaker come in at one time to talk to us about care. He used the example of the airplane.
Yep.
If the airplane's going down and the oxygen drops down, you have to take yours first before you can help someone
right.
else. So I think you're stressing that again, is you have to care for yourself yeah. as well as for you have to find that time to care
and
for yourself.
And your loved one wants you to also.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want my daughter taking care of me and she's like totally exhausted and mm-hmm. she's like losing her mind. That doesn't make me happier.
No.
You know, I want to spend that time. I want to spend that time with my loved one. You know, I want to know, I can, like I said, somebody else can do the laundry. Somebody can, you know, a caregiver recently, we had a meeting and she was telling me, she was all upset about a bunch of family stuff. Somebody's taking money, you know, like the whole damn deal. And she's like, I just want to be with my grandmother. I just want to be with my grandmother. And this person in the family annoys me or something. I said, don't go over when that person's there. And she's like, and the rug needs to be cleaned. It's a mess and I don't care about money. I said, call in the carpet cleaner. I said, because you don't, and her grandma was like just about blind too. I said, your grandma knows exactly what's going on. She knows how you feel. Is that what you want the last
yeah.
weeks or days or months of your life to be? You want to just be with your grandma.
Yeah,
she was like, that's
point.
Brilliant. I'm like, no, it's not. But really, and her grandma died a couple weeks later, so I hope they had some time when they weren't so aggravated and worried
I hope so
about,
too.
About all the other nonsense. And the thing is, too, another thing to remember, too. There's one woman, I've told this story before, she finally decided to ask for help because her loved one was to the point she couldn't take him to church anymore. He was verbal and whatever. She said, but I wanted to go to church. She said, so my neighbor who's Jewish always asking me all the time how he can help me. She said, so I went over and I said, do you think you could hang out with my husband when I go to church on Sunday? He said, I'd love to do that. She said, so I ran to church, I ran back home, and they said, we don't need you here, we're playing dominoes. So she gets 3 hours every Sunday morning now. And her husband gets to be with the neighbor, and the neighbor gets to be with her husband.
Well, I think you make a really good point, and you brought it up too, is that people don't ask. They just don't ask. They, like you said, they take that burden as if it's theirs and theirs alone.
And they don't accept either.
No, some
because
don't.
What happens is I come up to you and I go, how you doing? Cheryl, how's everything going? You go, I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the furthest from the truth. But I think sometimes when I say that to you, you're thinking, oh, great, you just put something else on my list. I got to think about how you can help me.
Well, and don't you think sometimes people feel like you're criticizing them or that you maybe think that they're not doing it quite right and they want to help, but they're really wanting, you know.
Yeah.
So you have to, but I think what you're saying is if you take care of yourself and your mindset's in the right place, you're more open to taking that help Yeah. You're more open to asking for it.
Yeah. And you just need to, like, take a breather. You know, people say to me, well, Mom can't hardly do anything anymore. I go, can she walk? Maybe she can. Sometimes she might be in a wheelchair. We live in Florida. I go for a walk together. Mm-hmm. Take your phone, because we all have cameras on our phone. Take a picture of a flower. That's something you can do, and that's something you can share with each other. And you're going to feel better after that.
Yes.
You know, it's like you got to go to the gym. I don't want to go. Well, once you go, you feel great.
So, yes.
You know, you have to do this.
And that's the truth.
Yeah, well, I wear my exercise clothes to bed. Because I go to Curves, and I go in the morning when it first opens. So I just get out of the bed, go to the bathroom, brush my teeth, and go to Curves. Because if I turn the computer on or the TV or anything, it's done.
You're done.
It's not happening. And I still lay in the bed going, I don't feel like going.
You went this morning, I see.
Yes, I did. And I gave blood. And you gave blood. Too. It was a really good morning. So, all right, so let's talk about a little bit about the suicide.
Well, a few years back, I think it's about 3 years ago now, we were keenly aware of the suicide rate within our military and our veterans. So we put together a little grassroots program. It's a card. It's called the You Are Loved card. And inside that card is affixed a little worry stone. But the card itself really says to them that every time they touch the stone, every time they rub it, there's 1,000 prayers for them. Mm. There's 1,000 grateful people pledging a thank you for the service and sacrifices they made. We started basically in the military with our You Are Loved stone. We present it to veterans that we meet along the way to thank them for their service, to spread the word. We're never sure which veteran might need it the
most.
Might
really need it, right.
But some of the VA hospitals and clinics, we approached them and they scooped that idea up and they took it into some of the PTSD clinics, and our cards are distributed to those men. It gives our American Legion Auxiliary information on the back so that they know it's coming from this group. So we started dispensing them. We started with, I don't know, maybe 100 cards at the most. We've now dispensed over approximately 4,000 cards.
I love that.
And I believe we're in 11, we've touched 11 states. We have clinics and resources now from hospitals that contact us. We give it to them free of charge. We do it all by donation. We put the cards and stones together ourselves. We have
that special touch.
Yeah, the ladies get together for maybe 2 or 3 hours, and we can amass 700 or 800 stones at one time into those cards.
Wow!
But we try to present it. But now we have branched into the community as well, having recognized that suicide is becoming so prevalent, not just in our military, but in the community. So some of those agencies, community service centers, some of the clinics have contacted us. We send to them as well.
That's fabulous.
We distributed to the Honor Flight.
I love Honor Flight.
We distributed our stones to the Honor Flight. And anything else that we, or someone approaches us or we get wind of, we send a letter telling them what it's about, offering.
And that can make a difference to somebody. That can make an absolute difference.
We did hear back from a few people. Most of the time, the servicemen are extremely touched, but because it's a personal one-on-one.
Right.
But we get thank you letters from them. We get thank yous from the clinic. They tell us the good stories.
Yeah.
We had our own auxiliary mother that was from another unit, she came and told us that that boy carried it the whole time he was in Afghanistan.
Oh,
so we have packing, troop support packing events, and we pack care packages.
Oh, and you put them in there too?
We put them in the care packages for every package that we send to a member that's deployed. We get the names from family members.
Yeah.
We solicit for them, and they're addressed specifically to them. We can do as many as 100 to 125 boxes at a time.
It's fabulous. I do that also with Military Matters. Mm-hmm. That's another organization that does that. You don't know what, you know, my granddaughter's husband is in the military. They're together now, but he was over, you know, and he was away for a long time, and he said, you don't know what that means. Getting that box and then to have a stone in there to save, because it's more usually edible stuff.
Right,
know?
Right. Well, we try to work with the service personnel to find out what they want or they need.
Yeah.
And then we collect it, buy it, whatever we need to do, assemble it, and then we have a giant assembly line out at our post.
It's fun, too.
And you pick up a box and you go down the assembly line.
Yeah, I've done that. It's
and
fun.
And get it ready for the soldier. So.
Well, right now we need to hear from our wonderful partners, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the TanTalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Introducing the life-changing Footbar Walker.
I'm Peggy from Danville, Kentucky, and I'm 91 years old. The Footbar Walker revolutionized my care of George. It absolutely benefits the patient and the caregiver both, and that's the beauty of it. It's so easy to use. It folds up just like a dream. I got it in and out of the car without any effort at all. The saving that I made from having to put him in a nursing home came to about $192,000.
Does someone you love use a walker? Do they struggle to get up from a seated position? Are you a caregiver dealing with physical pain and stress as you help your patient? The Footbar Walker was designed to assist not only the patient, but also the caregiver. Patients have more control standing up, and no lifting from the caregiver is required. See how it works at thefootbarwalker.com. That's thefootbarwalker.com. Peggy, would you recommend the Footbar Walker?
Do I ever? I would not be in the health that I'm in today at this age had it not been for the Footbar Walker.
This is the TanTalk Radio Network.
Yes, and I love the Footbar Walker, and now it's covered by insurance. So go to thefootbarwalker.com. Fabulous people that have invented that, which I just love how caregivers, you know, they have a situation and they invent something for their loved one, and then they let me know about it, and there's like so many good things that have come out there.
I forgot to tell you, my neighbor, Lil Nancy, they would, you know, the bathtubs that you can open up and walk in? She hired someone, they cut it, and
they cut the old
bathtub.
Very cool. Yeah, I'll tell you, I'm saving up my money to get my bathroom done soon because I'm a tripper to begin with. I don't need no tub in the way or anything, so.
Wouldn't that be funny? Oh, the girl that tells everybody what to do is on her fanny in the house.
on the scatter rug.
Without a button.
So, Cheryl, I'm so glad that you were here today and learned more about the American Legion. If someone has a loved one that they think is suicidal or having issues, where can they call?
The veterans would probably be the best place for them would be the Bay Pines Veterans Hospital. They have a hotline set up, and they have a full PTS unit there. They can provide them the help and encouragement and resources that they need. That would be their best bet.
Okay, so I'll look up that number and I'll put it in the description of the show for anybody that needs that. What's the last thing you want caregivers to hear today?
I think to know that the American Legion does have a program and does recognize the importance of caregivers. And we're always looking for new members to help support the ones that are already there. So if they're interested in membership, because we do reach out to our children and youth, we do reach out to the community on other programs.
Yeah.
We're working for schools. We adopt schools. We're doing Christmas angels for children at various elementary schools. We do provide help for military families in need. The number they can call as if they want to join as a veteran is 727-398-5680.
Thank you.
If they want to join as an auxiliary, it's 727-641-4601, and that would give them more information.
Just know that you're not alone. There's a lot of cool people in the American Legion. You can meet some new friends. You can find out about resources, and just know that you're not alone.
There's a website. It's the MLEG273, AMLEG273.com.
Okay.
It's got our entertainment, our ideas, our histories.
You have a Facebook page too, I think.
Yes, we do have a Facebook page. All of us have it under our name, American Legion Auxiliary 273 or American Legion 273.
Yeah, and I'm delighted. You know, you're just talking about with the kids. So the other day with Kiwanis, I went to Little Lambs Nursery School. I had the 2-year-olds to read to, and we gave them all books. And both of my grandchildren went to that school. So it was like, oh, my heart. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we have so many wonderful organizations that want to help our community. Tap into that, because there's a lot of people that want to help you. So one more time, we're going to announce the seminar that's coming up, the Resource Fair, which is Thursday, January 5th from 9 to 2 at the Largo Community Center. Free breakfast and lunch.
Oh,
a lot of great speakers, and I'll be there to entertain you. You can call at 727-518-3131, and all the information is on my website. Thank you so much, my friends, for tuning in today. Remember that God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
And you need